The definition of excellence is defined in how effortlessly you make a difficult task look easy. And that describes D-Hop, Donna Hopkins, who, like most of her colleagues that are out on that grind, live for that moment, enjoy it, wouldn't have it any other way. And did you see more things that made you smile than frown today?
Hey, Doc, I really did, because Allegheny was back as far as Steven wins the job for the kicking game. And then you had John Bates back. So you're starting to get some key people back that you want to be in this lineup when it gets real, as far as we only got a couple more preseason games back. So getting these key people back so that Jaden, let me tell you this, looking at Jaden and Allegheny together, it made me have a big smile on my face. I was snapping pictures left and right, because you had your center with your quarterback and the minds was already working there. So that to me is what I was really happy to see today, is him get back under center. Not that the other centers weren't doing their job. They were getting the time in. Matt Goben, he was getting all that time in. But as you get closer to the regular season, you want all bodies to be there. And that to me was the focus today in having him back, and John Bates too.
Was there any physical pressure on him, or was he just back doing a photo op?
Well, no, I mean, it was good for a photo op, but he was getting back into the trenches of, you know, his lineman. Sam Cosby talked about he really is excited about this line and what he's seeing. So, I mean, he was over there, you know, the communication part, because I think they gradually is bringing him back slow. But the fact is, he's back there, was there conversating with DJ, was there with Jaden, and getting that, I guess, that bond back together, because he's been out for a few weeks. So that's what I like to see, is let's get back into, you know, to the togetherness of us, you know, mashing together, you know, the center and the quarterback. So it was good to see that. I thought they were going to be in pads today, but they weren't. But they were in shells, and you still got to see some things, because you got the offensive line. We got to be able to tape a little bit of the offensive line and the defensive line going up against each other. And that was good, because, you know, you had Owe, he wasn't there, and a couple other people. But still, to see them go up against each other, that one-on-one battles, that was, to me, something good to see also in today's practice.
Ant-Man, anything else stand out?
Yeah, I got
you. Letting her off the hook kind of easy.
Nah, I definitely wanted to inquire about the safety competition. I know there's been some reporting about Quan Martin out there, you know, really going to make a case for, you know, some playing time. He played well in the Dolphins game, ended up getting an interception. What have you made of Quan as of late, and how did he practice today?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because we were talking about him in practice. That interception that he had, and the DBs on that side of the ball, they had a few interceptions today. And it's funny that you say about Quan, but I want to talk about Amik Robinson right quick before I talk about Quan, because I was asking him about Amik Robinson last week, and he was talking about, hey, he got to be careful with Amik because he's always jumping on the ball. Well, he had a pick, and so therefore he got one in his hands today. So I'm starting to see the secondary get the ball a little bit. The Coach Quinn talked about takeaways, and you're starting to see that in the secondary a little bit more each game. And the big one for Quan on the first preseason of game, I got to talk to Quan after that. I said, ooh, you got one in your hands. And he was like, yeah. And so I think that built even more confidence as Quan gets more comfortable with this defense, because as they told me, you know, this defense is set for everybody to be able to eat. And Quan is starting to eat a little bit. from this defense. And today he was in there a little bit more than, you know, he's been in there. But now you're starting to see them really put him in there. And I just think that he made a case for himself, you know, even more so with that competition at the safety position. So Quan, like I said, was in a little bit more, in a lot more plays today. And I think it all stemmed from him learning that offense a little bit more, getting comfortable with it. And getting a pick does not hurt either in building your confidence.
Donna Hopkins sharing with us here on Burgundy and Gold today. Let's go back to the first series where the Dolphins had their starters out. We thought we had ours too, but we were gutted. And I'm, for one, am happy that our youngsters got exposed to, quote, their starters, because now they understand the level. They understand where they're not and what they have to do to improve it. Was any of that addressed? Because some of our, you know, media partners really went wild after Newton and company and said it was, you know, it is what it was. It was pathetic. How was that addressed?
Oh, yeah. Coach Quinn called it out right away. He was most disappointed, he said, with what he saw in the first series. And like you said, being able to address it as far as some areas that they need to clean up, you know, being that the Dolphins had their first string people in, but still you had a lot of the Commanders starters in, and for them to be able to go a seven minute drive down the field with combinations of passing and running and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, he addressed that first series. He said other things about the game he liked, that, you know, some of the younger guys that stepped up, but it was that first series that has a bad taste in his mouth that they have to clean up. And we think about last year, you know, this is a different team, but a lot last year people were able to drive down on the opening drive and score on the Commanders. And so Sonny and Leo Chanel and all of them, and talking to them after the game and you know, even today, they talked about that they just wanted one more play to try to clean up, you know, some of the things that happened on that first series. So they're aware of it. And I think this is the thing, Doc, that a joint practice and then your preseason game, it lets you know exactly where you are and some areas that you need to say, this is what I got to focus on. Because my question to Coach Quinn is, in looking at this game, now that you had an opportunity to really look at the film and digest that, what have you seen that needs to be better to get cleaned up as they move forward? Because
I like it.
That to me was a disaster series. 7 minutes, they kept the ball for 7 minutes and they drive down and score. And then
Yeah. And Newton, I mean, I'm just saying, he wasn't alone, but I just haven't heard, and I don't need to hear it, I need to see it. I'm looking forward to this game against the Lions and seeing what his adjustments are going to be. Is he going to play with a lower pad placement? Does he have enough dog in him to unleash it in a, quote, preseason game, you know, and prove a lot of people wrong? Or is this just what it's going to be?
Well, it can't be just what it's going to be.
It's gotten to this point.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. But as I said, it's almost like Coach Quinn really called this first series out and was quite disappointed with what he saw in that first series. So that's going to be, I think, an area where they really focus on. I don't know who's going to be playing much, you know, this coming week. And it really, you know, at this point, it's still whoever's out there, they got to do a better job of that first series, because Detroit is a totally different team than the Dolphins, and you're going to get a little bit more action that you're going to be able to adjust you're going to be able to really hopefully clean up some of the areas that you need to at this stage, so that it doesn't carry over in that first game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So you got a short window right now. That's what we're working with, Rick, a short window to clean up some things, because you don't have a lot of time left.
Hey, Donna,
there's no need to push the panic button yet, though.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, not pushing the panic. I'm not in a panic. My address is going to remain the same, okay?
And I did see some things that I even like today still. I mean, we talk about the areas that they need to clean up, but it's some areas that I think they're really doing well. We're talking about the competition at the safety position. Let's talk about the competition at the running back position, the wide receiver position.
Hello.
Where people are starting to step up. Let's talk about the offensive line where, you know, Sam said, look, I like the O-line. He said that we're going to prove everybody wrong from last year. I don't understand what they got to prove because the offensive line to me was pretty solid, but Brandon is starting to mash over there on that side. You get your center back. And then Josh Connolly, Cosme said, this guy has stepped up in his second year and has learned so much. So let's talk about some of the good things that we're starting to see from some of these competition positions that's going to be key for this team moving forward. And that wide receiver room, I really like that competition
like
there.
Like
and
it.
I don't know which
yeah.
one to pick. And then the running back position, we
yep.
already
now
know
you're talking.
What Robert Henry.
No, it's not all gloom and doom. Alex. You're right. It's not all yeah. gloom and doom.
Hey, Don,
the running back room, I loved it.
I do have one question, though, about in this position, there isn't a lot of competition for, but Josh Connolly at the right tackle position. I mean, even when I've been out there, I've seen some clips as well, but how have you, you know, assessed and graded, like, his camp thus far? Like, what would you say he is in terms of, like, progressing year two at the right tackle position?
Yeah, I think that because that he had so many great battles last year with some of the top defensive guys that he went up against last year, that taught him a whole bunch. And, you know, working with Laramie in the off season, going down there with him, I think it helped his game to go to the next level and some of the things I'm seeing. The one-on-one battles today, I watched him go up against, you know, he was going up against Joshua Joseph, and Joshua Joseph is another name you better remember because this guy has had a good camp. And I saw them battle out there, and Josh was holding his own. He wasn't backing down. So I think that he has worked on technique, feet work, hand position. I'm seeing better things out of him there and just the confidence that I'm seeing from him. So I don't think that he needs competition there because I think he's the right person in that position because Coach Quinn was asked about, hey, did you think about maybe rotating Josh and whatever? And he said, nope, leaving him right there. So I like what I'm seeing from Josh. I look at him now with Laramie not being there, and, you know, they came out on the field together always, Laramie and Josh Connolly, and I've seen – basically, Sam Cosby take that role of being beside Josh Connolly and bringing him along with his learning. You know, they were like bread and butter. But now I'm starting to see the other offensive linemen starting to go over there because at one time he looked like, oh, my best friend is gone. But again, I'm starting to see the offensive line just kind of like come together a little bit more. So I kind of like that whole setup of what I'm looking at with the offensive line, and I have the utmost confidence in what I'm seeing from Josh Connolly right now.
Well, that's good news. Continuity. When you draft high, you'd love it to be a bonanza pick. You know, we don't all have to have failure stories. Let something be good. And it does seem like he was good. And Tunzel deserves so much credit for getting these guys to contribute throughout the offseason, to take his tutelage, to buy in, and to work in the offseason. So it will be no surprise to me. And we've got depth on that side as well because we've got guys that have started before that are backups, and that's the ultimate sign of depth.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, the great thing about what Laramie has done, he equipped those individuals to be ready for an occasion like this when somebody goes down, you know, and they still are just as strong. So I do like, you know, what both him and Coleman and Josh went down there, you know, after the OTAs with Laramie. And I was like, well, isn't this like kind of like amazing that
yep.
You know, he goes down, and then you're with
We got a little technical.
Shout out. Yeah, okay. I wanted to shout out Coleman, too, because I think people, as Chris Paul told me in talking to him, he said this guy is got so one of the most talented people, football players that he's ever seen, and they have no doubt that he's going to come and not miss a beat. So it's nice.
You know, he's frightening.
Yes.
He's frightening. Yeah, good boy. He's so athletic in that body, man. I'm telling you what, we may be in for some delightful surprises.
Well, as he told me, he said this is the best that he's ever felt as a football player. Talking to him about a couple of weeks ago, before Laramie went down, and he's got confidence in you. You can tell. He said that, look, I went to another level in my game and what I needed to work on and everything, and you're going to probably see that. So, again, he's played the position before. At the end of last season, him and Chris Paul were together when Laramie was out with the injury at the end of the season. They shut him down. We saw a little bit of that relationship with Chris Paul and Brandon Coleman over there. So we shouldn't be shocked at that position because we had a taste at the end of last year.
Amen. Ant?
No, I mean, I didn't have anything else I did tell Donna I was going to be out there tomorrow. She said today there was some skirmishes, some little fights. So
on the defensive side.
Always good to, you know, have some intense practices a little bit. So we'll see what tomorrow and Thursday holds, but I'm excited to get back out there tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to see that intensity in Detroit.
Yeah, me too.
Team.
Yeah, me too. I look forward. I look forward to that. Well, Donna, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and give my best to the guy, Santa Claus, with the white beard.
I definitely back to will. Sack.
All right, good deal. That's Donna Hopkins. As Coach Thompson would say, she is simply one of the best. Ant-Man, want to take a break and light it up?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we do that? 301-230-0980 is the number. And what'd you think about what Donna had to say? Who are you focusing on as an individual in this preseason game against the Lions? Ant-Man, that was quite a long break. Did we add something special to that?
Nah, I mean, we went a little long with Donna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm about all. To say, I almost forgot we was doing the show. I said, man. But no, you got to pay the bills. You know, that comes without saying. You sound, I want to say it, calm today. And then after hearing the practice report, I think you found, you sound, how would I say it, relieved?
I got a little bit more energy?
Well, no, I think that the Allegretti, news, that's good news. Although I'm not saying he was stressed today in that practice, you know, but I think it's important to have him back.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I am concerned about our corner, Amos. I'm concerned because it seems like he's down more than he's up. Or am I? Was that low blow?
No.
Or was it the truth?
I think it's one of the concerns a lot of people have. It's the truth.
Okay. Okay, because I don't want to, you know, tag on. I don't want to pile on because the dude wants to be there. Nobody wants to miss practice and be out and be hurt and not being able to compete. That's an absolute fact. So I don't know. I just said, I haven't heard much about the Lions and their approach. Anything we should be on the lookout for?
I mean, I can expect.
Usually,
that.
Coach Caveman has a message.
they'll be aggressive.
Yeah. No, I get that. I
very physical.
And I get your text. I'm dealing with a power failure, and I'm trying to get who we got first on the list. Kyle, is that Charlie? Charlie still there? Hey, Charlie, out in College Park. Sorry, man. We got a little hiccup, but we've got it back on the good foot. And what's on your mind? Charlie going once? Charlie going twice? Okay, Charlie gone. All right. Well, how about Thomas out in Indian Head?
Doc, Ant-Man.
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being patient. Doc,
yes, sir. No problem. I want to say this to you. I believe in what you say. Football is a gladiator sport. You got to develop a callus. So them guys got to get out there and hit and get hit. That's number one. Number two, like I told Ant-Man, I would love for you all to find a way to bring Dexter Manley on these radio programs. He is hilarious. He can add to the program. He has a lot of knowledge. And you know.
Oh, no, I've asked him. No, slow down. He declined. I can't nobody make him do nothing he doesn't want to do.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know. Yeah, no. That's my dog, man. The prize bull, I've asked him. So I respect the man who says he doesn't want to be on the air. I go, okay, I respect you. No problem.
Man, him and Rigo, when they were on the radio, oh, my God.
Oh, the best. Yeah. Well, John's on the game now. He and B. Mitch. Yeah, on the game. They're doing a great job, and that'll be fun.
That's another one they need to, do something special for, because his history, his story, great man. I just wanted to share that with you and give me your insight. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you can't make a man come on the air if he doesn't want to come on the air. Did we ever get it straightened out with Judy? Was that me? I might have hit the wrong button. Judy going once?
I'm here. Yeah, man. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I thought you were playing shy.
No, I had you on mute. I had me on mute.
Hey, Judy. Judy, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, because I've done worse, way worse.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say I am looking forward to the new Commander season. You know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I just think they have a lot of new pieces, and what they have to do, it takes a little bit of time to merge everything so everything runs like a strong, a strong one unit. They may falter a little in the beginning, but I think by the mid to the end, they should be going strong. And I'm looking forward not only to the playoffs, but, even further. I'm encouraged.
I am too. And they work hard. They have a good plan, but there are 30 other teams or so with the same message, same money, same athletic arrogance, cerebral sense of the game, and so it just comes down to who makes the right decisions and who is able to stick through the tough times. Anybody can celebrate when everything's going well. But how about when you lose your tight end or your center or your quarterback? I mean, you got to be able to overcome that adversity and having that next man up mentality. But the next man up's got to be trained. And you don't know what he's going to do till he does it. Again, if we just focus on the good things, I think we could get through a 3-hour show. There's that much. I mean, we really could. But it's just... I don't know if that would get us through victories. We have to repair broken parts. We got to fix what's wrong. Then we know we got enough good players now to win games. They're hard. But we just have just as good a chance as anybody else. Because at the positions of the stress positions, we have some representation. So that quarterback, O-line, corner may be nicked up a little bit, but we do have some good personnel.
Well, you're the expert as far as, you know, position. I'm just going because I like the Commanders. I like the quarterback. I like the wide receivers. The line will help out and do what they need to do, and the defense is pretty tough. I just feel good about this year. I don't feel anything bad about it. I think they're going to go in, you know, they're going to be Philly. So that's how I feel. I feel that they're in. It's a 50-50 chance every game. So if they, you know, if they understand their roles and everything that you said, then we could come out 50. We have a 50% chance. It's not 70. You know, it's 50. So I'm rooting for them, and I'm going to be, you know, shouting in the screen, you know, on the TV. But and probably, you know, maybe see one or two games. But I'm really happy about this year. Why not? It's a new year.
Yeah, it is. But no, the problem is, it's the same thing for everybody else. You know, we got the same thing that everybody, our opponents, and we just have to be able to find a way to outlast them. You know, they talk about that attrition. How many guys can you keep healthy? And how many guys, you know, can you just stay in the fight? And I think our people will do. I think they've shown that. I think they've really shown that they'll do that. Appreciate the call.
Well, I'm going to call in. I'll call in like in December, and we can have another conversation. We see where they are. How about that?
Well, I hope we're both still here. Let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Okay,
appreciate
then.
You.
All right.
I got you. Thank you very much. Love that call. And, I'm just trying to reboot a system. Is Chuck still with us?
Yeah.
Charles, thank you for putting up with the technical thing. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's up, Doc? What's up, Matt, man?
It's all good.
Hey, first and foremost, man, I just want to say, man, I just recently lost my mom, man, and she's a Redskins fan, man. Hey.
Sorry to hear that,
and
brother.
Man, I know. Thank you, man. But I'm just so used to, like, hearing her every week, man, calling me, man, you know, when the game is on.
So, she was diehard. She was diehard.
Yeah. We used to watch it on the Floor Model TV, man, when I was a little boy, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've got a sports mom, too, man. And they, when your mom is into it more than you, and it's great. As soon as I came in there, you know, my mom, I know she's 94 now, and she's hanging with us. She's watching them games. And
enough respect,
she
man.
Called
enough
a spade
respect,
a spade,
man.
You know, and that's the what. They don't. They want you to. They teams to be competitive. And I love that. I love that. It's great, man.
But I just want to say, man, like that's all I think about, man. Is man hit something, hurt something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that. My mother used to say that, man. Like all the time. Like that's all I want them to do: hit something and hurt something.
Well, I like
that's
that.
How you
I like
win
that.
The game.
Well, tell mom we're gonna keep that going, you know Anthony. We're gonna keep that going. Hit something, hurt something. We
man,
like that.
So I think about, man, like I say, man, like all I think about is like the old, like when y'all was playing, man. And like I just recently found some football cards, man, with all y'all, man. I got the Art Monk milestone, 700 receptions, all that, man.
Well, you know, Anthony's a collector. Anthony's a collector, so you might get him to flash his gold card.
Hey, I got Charles, man, Mark May, Grant, man. I got Alvin Walton.
Dirty
man,
Al.
I got some joints, man. I'm trying to tell you. I even got Joe Gibbs, man. I got the coach joke, man.
Well, that's good.
For
hey,
real,
brother,
man.
Well, hold on to him. And don't forget Anthony pays good money. Don't forget that.
Hey, but also, I just want to add, man, I just think Dan Quinn needs to go back to, man, year one, man. Go back to year one. Like, what was he doing in year one that made a difference? You know what I'm saying? Take those traits and use them now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guarantee you with Dan, there'll be no stone unturned. You can never fault him for lack of effort or lack of work. He'll be on it. Unfortunately, he no longer has any eligibility. If the coaches get you to the game, the players have to play the game. It's up to the players. Yeah, it ain't the damn coach. It's the player. Hey, appreciate you, man. I'm running. College Park is our next stop. Charlie, welcome home.
Thank you. I'm with you, Doc. Real quickly, what you were just talking about, like they hit something, hurt something. When I was playing, if you got a different color jersey on than me, your ass is grass, and I'm a lawnmower. So we used to play in Southeast.
Yeah, hit something, hurt something. I like that. That's a good one. Anthony, had you ever heard that one?
No.
Yeah. Hit something, hurt something.
That's a good slogan. The defense, that would put that up in the locker room for the defense. Brian Mitchell's.
That's not bad.
I talked to him about a year or two ago. I said, Brian, you know what a pocket battleship is? Doc, you know what a pocket battleship is?
I've heard this one, but I don't remember it.
During World War II, Germany had like three of them. One of them was the Graf Spee that was sunk down at the off Montevideo, South America. A pocket battleship is like a mini battleship. It's got the armament, it's got the firepower of a battleship, but it's faster, and it's a little bit smaller. Brian Mitchell, in my opinion, is a pocket battleship. I told him a long time ago, Brian, I'm going to get you a T-shirt. So you are a pocket battleship. And why in the hell isn't he in the hall?
Well, I'll tell you what. Because we haven't done a good enough job of elevating him and pushing him. But I don't think, if I were you, don't count on him accepting something about a pocket. Him being called pocket something.
I told you,
I bet you that don't stick. Yeah, I bet you he was being nice to you.
He wasn't the biggest guy in the world, like a pocket battleship, but he had the most firepower.
No. And I'm with you with all that. I would just bet you that pocket thing will never work.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
But I understand what you're saying. Appreciate you, Charlie. What you say, Anthony? You think we can call B. Mitch a pocket something?
I don't know, man.
No, yes, you do.
Yeah.
He ain't having that. He ain't having that. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know the brother way too well. That'll never fly, but he'll tell you thank you. He's polite. He's a gentleman. Is Laurel our next stop? Marco.
Hey, what's up, Doc and Av? It's always good to be, awesome to be on the airwaves of the Dynamic Duo here. Just a quick question I got, Doc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it concerning to you that the Miami Dolphins, is it concerning you with the Commanders that the Miami Dolphins, they're going to probably win more than two games this year, only got one explosive player outside of A-Train, with methodically able to go down the field without pretty much any kind of difficulties, and you got Philly's offense coming up and Dallas offense.
Well, first of all, let's not turn this into Fantasy Island. Philadelphia will be a game plan. We will be game planning. We don't game plan for preseason.
Oh, okay.
So if you say that, somebody's going to listen in their car and think you were right, and you're not.
Oh.
It's not apples and apples. Okay, we just got our ass kicked by people that have more experience. We had a lot of young people out there, and they froze in the bright lights on their first chance. That's it.
That's why I was asking you for your advice. Thanks for clearing that. And the second question I got with the joint practices, when you're going up against a team that's probably not going to win more than three games, I know they say iron sharpens iron. You know, you got iron going up against aluminum. Does that actually make you get better because you're not playing up to the competition? That's the second question. And I'll take it off the air, Doc.
No, okay. I get, and you're not wrong, but we're basing them off last year's record. What about if they had based us 2 years ago on our previous record? We were garbage, and you end up winning 12 games because you had new people, new philosophy, and a badass at quarterback. Well, they could do the same thing. I don't think carryover. I don't like carrying over a different staff, different people, different results. We did the same thing. We're mediocre. And then went to 12-5. And then went right back to mediocre. Now you can say, well, this guy, I don't buy that. That means your depth sucked. That means you had people on your team that couldn't play. Or you bring people over here and you don't play them. same results. You can't run from this. You are what your last performance dictates. And your last performance was garbage. So you went out and you had a constructive offseason. You've been aggressive. You gutted your coordinators. You're too late, but at least you did it. So now you can't. I can't compare anything to your past. It's a whole new ball game. Did I want to see what happened? I'll be honest with you. I'm glad they played their starters. I tried to tell Big L the same thing. I'd rather know now and be able to go to work on it, or have them put some scrubs out there and we dominate them, and then we go to Philadelphia and get your ass kicked. Don't you see that? Wake up. Sometimes you got to climb the hill first. At least now we're on all alert. I like this. We're on alert. There is no way the Lions are going to take that ball and cram it down our throat. I guarantee it. It's not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because they're sick and tired of hearing all this all week. A little bit of embarrassment is not bad for you. I'll bet you Anthony's check that our first series is going to be as violent as anything you've seen on defense. Want to bet?
Hey, don't put my check on them.
No, no. What are you talking about? Come on, Anthony. You got plenty of money.
Let's put yours on there. I think yours is bigger than mine.
Let's put your check on this thing. These people talking, hey, man, you think they going to come out swinging, man? They're embarrassed. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? The way Linnell talked about that poor boy, what do you think he's feeling? We'll see. We'll see how much dog we have in us. DC.
Great welcome. Day, Unc. How you doing?
Hey, man. Anthony didn't want to give his check up, man. I thought that was a nice wager. We could have put together a nice little
Anthony
benefit.
Anthony responded quick on that one, Doc. He said, no,
he sure
no,
did,
not my
didn't
check,
he?
Doc, now, maybe yeah. Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
But you ain't said nothing but the truth, and I'm going to have to call you Deacon Doc because you were speaking from the book, the Bible of football, Revelations to Genesis. You can't play the game of football without practicing the way you're going to play. And that's
play
anything in life, like
football,
you were correlating
yeah.
it with everything. I got a 12-year-old. He made it to the Junior Olympics. He got a hip flexor. Soon as he could, he wanted to put on that helmet and we had to sit him out. We had to hold him back. And I know that's what they're doing with Jaden, but he still got to get in the line of fire before the season starts because the Eagles is coming. Whether we like it or not, they're going to be coming. So,
well, your doctors are smart. Because if you mess with an 11-year-old who's still growing and you mm-hmm. do that macho crap and you throw him out there, you could permanently endanger him. So,
yes, sir.
You treat a young boy like a boy, not a man. And
well,
I'm glad to hear that you did
back.
That. Well,
we held him back. But he got to play in the scrimmage about a week later. So, you know,
yeah,
they fast healers, and he was good. So,
still
yeah,
he's 16, 17, 18. It's the toughest deal. Look, I admire these young people because they have so many options. Sometimes it sounds
indeed.
Like my generation, we were like Jim Thorpe, you know, Satchel Paige. We had no electronics.
Right.
I mean, it's not that we was gym rats. We had no other alternative.
You go outside and you play.
You had a yo-yo. A yo-yo. Just think about it. I mean, I'm not talking no trash. I love my yo-yo. We had that yo-yo walking the dog, doing all them tricks with it.
Yes, sir.
A yo-yo.
Yes,
I feel like I was. It's like you. It's primitive, like you was a caveman. And like, but the one thing I wouldn't trade with Anthony and his people, we had mm-hmm. such great interaction.
Right.
Hanging out with your crew was everything.
Indeed.
I mean, you really got to genuinely get into people that you were around and you adored them and it was great. Now, it's just different. The communication is different. It doesn't mean right. It's better or worse. It's just different. It's just different. I can't imagine sitting on my behind somewhere looking at a phone for 3 hours.
Hey, Doc, you got to learn your strengths and weaknesses going out there, whether it's communication strengths and weaknesses, physical strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Now they only know if their left thumb or pinky hurt, you know?
Well, you know what? And I'm sure it's not all roses. There'll be some upsides and downsides, and I admire what they've done with it. It's great, and I'm on board. I get it. It ain't changing.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What? I never went and bought another car that didn't have automatic windows once the automatic windows came out.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? So even being sir. Fred Flintstone, I like Coach would say, I like creature comforts. So I ain't mad. Appreciate DC. Always good to hear from you, man. Anthony's screaming at me. I got to get to a break, folks. Otherwise, I may not be here when we get back. Stay with us.